Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. To recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of July 19th, 2021 before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. The pick of the week is going to be the Masters of the Universe Revelation. He-Man? Yeah. Is premiering their first 5 episodes on Netflix this Friday. This is a direct sequel to the 1980s cartoon and being done by none other than Kevin Smith. The animation looks amazing. The voice actors are great. It's got a plot. I am very excited to see this one. All right, for TV pages on Monday, CW has the finale of All American. A&E has the premiere of Dirty Rotten Cleaners and Vice has the premiere of Betraying the Badge. For Tuesday, Fox has the finale of Mental Samurai. CW has the finale of The Flash. A&E has an Animal Saved My Life finale. And History has Man vs. History premiere. For Wednesday, NBC has the Olympic Dreams featuring the Jonas Brothers premiere. Fox has the finale of Crime Scene Kitchen. CW has the finale of Kung Fu. And A&E has Fasten Your Seatbelt premiere. For Thursday, NBC has the finale of Good Girls. For Friday, NBC USA Network, they're going to have the 2020 Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. I know it's 2021, but it's the 2020 Olympics. This will be going on every night for the next about 2 weeks. CW has the finale of Charmed. For Saturday, ESPN has UFC Fight Night. AMC has Eden Untamed Planet. Travel has Destination Fear premiere. And HBO has the premiere of Freaky. For Sunday, History has the premiere of Modern Marvels. For movies coming out this week, you have Old. This film takes place entirely on a secluded tropical beach. The family is on a tropical holiday and discover that the beach, where they are having a nice relaxing time, is somehow turning everyone older and older by every minute. This movie is directed by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. You also have Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origin. This is a new G.I. Joe movie spinoff focusing on the character of Snake Eyes. Henry Golding is playing Snake Eyes, replacing Ray Park, who portrayed him in the previous films. No word on if it's in the same universe or it's a soft reboot of the franchise. For DVDs coming out this week, you have Spiral and Dream Horse. For online services, Netflix, you have Sexy Beasts. This is the dating show. Troll Hunters, Rise of the Titans, Bankrolled, The Last Letter You Wrote, and Masters of the Universe Revelation. Disney, you have Turner and Hooch. This is the series that was based off the old Tom Hanks movie. And you also have Behind the Attraction. For video games, you have Akiba's Trip, Hellbound and Debriefed, Chris Tales, Death's Door, Elder Lilies, Quietus of the Nights, Monster Harvest, Pokemon Unite, Last Stop, Orcs Must Die 3. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, From the Mouths of Madness, Geek Fathers, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. Make sure that you come out this Saturday, the 24th, to Virginia Comic Con at the Richmond International Raceway and meet the Geeks Under the Influence cast. Show off your comic book finds, meet the panelists, and talk dirty to us. Hobbit wrote this. Don't do that to me. Panelists will include Scotty P., Kyle Smash, F.U. Hunter, Lowdown Brown, and Mike the Hobbit. Doors are going to be opening at 11. For more information and tickets, you can go to vacomiccon.com. For one more thing, I swear the current trend of Hollywood is the prequel. Black Widow was kind of a prequel. Snake Eyes coming out this week is a prequel. Well, Paramount Plus is continuing with their list of prequels and have ordered 10 episodes of Rise of the Pink Ladies. Yes, we're getting a Grease prequel. This is going to be set 4 years before the events of the Broadway musical and the movie. The story is set to be focused on the 4 fed-up outcast girls who dare to have fun their own way on their own terms, which in turn sets off moral panic and sparks changes and outrage that will change Rydell High forever. Of course, the original film did have these four girls as seniors in high school, with Rizzo, Frenchie, Marty, and Jan acting as the members of the Pink Ladies. However, the report notes that the spin-off series will actually have brand new characters. There's also no report if this is going to be a musical or not. There's also no word if you're going to have any sort of young Michelle Pfeiffer character. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. You can contact us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com, or you can call us at 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. Be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.